Well, good evening. It's good to see everybody braving the stand virus out there. If you want to turn over to Psalms 103, we're going to look at just a few verses there in Psalms 103. And verses 11 through 14 in particular of Psalms 103, there the psalmist writes, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as the father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust." So in just this brief passage, David declares confidence in some of the things that he is sure of in life. Now, a lot of people go through life sort of with that cynical attitude. They believe that there is no such thing as a sure thing, except that of death and taxes. Maybe we all feel like that, especially around this time of year, don't we? David, despite having some difficulties with his life that was filled with trials, was still able to rejoice in some of the things that he knew were certain in life, things that he and we as Christians could count on. And the first thing is that God is faithful in his love towards us. There, that verse 11 there, I think in our English Standard Version it says steadfast love. Other translations has that word loving kindness. And that Hebrew word that's translated there into steadfast love or loving kindness is the kind of love that keeps on loving even when the object of that love is unkind or unfaithful. Sort of like the love that parents have for their children. I think one problem that Christians often experience is that they were, even if they are good and faithful, they feel confident in God's love and kindness. But when they fail or feel spiritually dry, or maybe they feel weak, they are afraid that God does not love them anymore. Sometimes they think that when bad things happen to them, it's because God's punishing them for not being good enough. David says that God's love is as high as the heavens are above the earth, which in Hebrew terminology meant without limit. So this is how a faithful God is in his love toward us. It's not that he just loves us. It's that his ability to love us while we are weak and imperfect is without limit. It's without measure. We can count on that. Another sure thing is that God has removed all of our sins, as David tells us there in verse 12. Peter, of course, would say in Acts 2:38, to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. One of the strategies of Satan is to make us feel guilty, maybe about the sins we have committed in the past, or maybe it's just sins that we are sincerely struggling with now. But Satan uses those to try to make us feel apart from God's love in some way. Revelation 12:10 says that he accuses us day and night before God. Sometimes the attacks work, and they sometimes work like this. He accuses others of sin or offenses so to destroy the fellowship of the work of the kingdom. He accuses us violently about our past so as to make us doubt that God has really forgiven us of our sins. He accuses us of not trying hard enough against sin as to discourage us or to try to justify ourselves through works instead of relying on Christ and his cross to be right with God. David reminds us that when God removes our sins, they are as far from the east as from the west. In other words, they are out of sight. When we are forgiven, all sins are forgiven forever. Romans 8:1 tells us that we can be sure that God is not going to charge us with those sins that have been forgiven. And then finally tonight, we can be sure, maybe I touched my face here, right? Finally tonight, we will understand that God understands us. Verses 13 and 14 there of Psalm 103. David says it in a much more poignant way. He says, "For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust." So not only does God understand us, but he is compassionate for us. He feels like us as a father feels for his child. We doubt that God knows what it is like to be us sometimes, don't we? Why we do that, but David reminds us that God is not only our creator, he is our father, and that includes understanding with feeling and with love. We can be sure that when no one understands us, sometimes including ourselves, God not only understands, but he really cares. Not too many things can be counted on in this world. There is a lot of disappointment. But despite the uncertainties that we experience, God reassures us that we can always count on him. As we've already said here this evening, we can count on him to keep on loving us, even maybe when we don't like ourselves very much. We can count on him to forget our sins when we cannot. We can count on God to understand what is really going on with us, even when we are totally confused. I hope all of us here tonight have that confidence in God, and we should as faithful Christians. If you lack this confidence tonight, then I encourage you to receive for yourself the only sure thing that is available in this world, and that being Jesus Christ. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, we urge you to make that decision. If you are a Christian and have fallen or feel weak and just need the prayers of the congregation and would like to make that publicly known, now would be an opportune time as together we stand and we sing.